It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
8:30 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Joining us right now, General Manager of the Baltimore Orioles. He is Mike Elias. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Rob, how are you?
Doing well. Doing well, man. It just seems like, I know from the broadcasting standpoint, we're all three of us are broadcasting, but we're also big Oriole fans. Feels a little different going into free agency this year as opposed to last year or years in the past. Does it have a different feel for you this year?
Well, I think we're excited to get going. You know, we just had the general manager meetings, MLB meetings last week in Texas. Mm-hmm. And that's where all the clubs and major agents get together and start initiating conversations about the offseason. You know, a lot of good information to be had there. But we are definitely poised to assess the market and invest where we want to invest. And as everyone knows, we've got a new ownership group, and this is their first offseason, and it puts us in a position to really be able to examine everything, and that's a great thing for us as the front office. Doesn't mean we can or will do everything, but we're in a position to make the best investments possible for the short and long term for the team, and so that's what we're going to go into the market trying to do.
People are excited because there is a new ownership and things appear to have changed in that way. But when people look at the Major League Baseball in general, they always complain about big markets. You can't compete with them. And then you look at the championship series. The Yankees, Dodgers, and Mets all went to the league championships. Are they far wrong? Can everybody compete on the same playing field with these big market teams?
Yeah, look, it's not a fair system. There are big disparities between the teams that are in large cities with more local revenue, more corporate bases, more TV revenue, and those that are on the smaller side. And the way that the economic system is set up between the players and the teams, it makes it so that large market teams can naturally spend and generate more money. And it creates a lot of disparities. There's some countermeasures to that. The smaller market teams get an extra draft pick here and there. But generally, you know, it puts a lot of pressure on a small market team to draft well, to develop well, to have a good international program, to have a really kind of first-rate organization. And so that's a big part of what we've been doing here the last few years, laying that foundation. And then hopefully we're very optimistic we're going to be able to kind of grow our financial footing here as we renovate the ballpark, as we do smarter things around the organization and keep growing the franchise. But until that system stays in place, you know, there's always going to be uneven footing between New York and Los Angeles and Milwaukee and Pittsburgh. That's just the way the system's set up.
Mike, can I ask you about the young guys on the team, Coby Mayo, Jackson Holliday, and eventually Sam Basayo, what you see in these guys? Because I think a lot of fans that want you to go out and spend money on free agency don't necessarily look at what you have in-house and what you can do with those guys. How difficult is it to juggle that and find spots for these guys?
Well, the trio you mentioned, it's a really special group of very young position player prospects, and they're all three of them are like consensus top 10, top 15 prospects in all of baseball. And they're all in their early 20s. And, it's a really exciting group. It's probably one of the better ones I've been around in terms of young position players. And they're all at the high levels now. Jackson and Coby got a taste of the major leagues last year. And, you know, you see the difficulties in transitioning to the majors from what they did. But now I think they're going to be better off for it. They kind of got that monkey off their back, and they're going to have some experience and an understanding of what they're getting into in spring training next year. And then Sam Basayo is a really exciting catching prospect that's been a product of our Latin program that we started several years ago when our group got here. It's one, our first big bonus baby, and we gave him like $1.3 million, developed him, and he's got an enormous arm, huge power, made his way up to AAA this year as a 19-year-old. Very likely that he'll start the year back in AAA. But I'm really looking forward to seeing what he looks like and what he does this season. And, you know, once you're in AAA doing well, all bets are off in terms of when your debut could happen. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Mike Elias, Orioles general manager, joins us this morning. Mike, you won 192 games over the past two seasons. You know, outstanding. More than I'm probably sure you expected the position to be in. But has yet to win a playoff series. With so many young prospects coming up and so many young prospects available, how tough is it to decide whether or not you bring these guys up because they're ready or to maybe look for veterans who are ready right now? Is that a tough decision to make or you know, without giving us what your answer is, you already know the plan moving forward?
Well, I think we got to try to strike a balance for, between making sure that there are some there's some veteran stability, insurance, leadership on the roster, but not totally blocking the path for players that we have that project to be big contributors over the next 6 years. So we'll have to do that as we put the roster together. But it's you know, it's certainly been a frustration to win 192 games the last couple of years, but then have such a disappointing playoff result both times. And, you know, it can be tough to fixate too heavily on the playoff component of it, but that's kind of what I'm trying to do this offseason. You know, we know we're in good shape as an organization. We've had tremendous regular season success, but we want to push through that next step. And I think that, you know, trying to target the right veterans is a big part of that recipe.
Mike, you can have enough pitching. And you guys get decimated injuries last year, sadly. One of the things that people talked about was the, I don't know, the lack of attractiveness or reluctance of pitchers to come here because it was a bandbox for a long time. Has it, first, is that true? And second, since the wall was moved back in left field, has it gotten easier to attract, you know, big-time pitchers?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, that's why we made the move initially is, you know, basically anyone you talk to around the organization talked about how difficult it was to pitch here. And, you know, the Orioles had a long history of struggling to develop starting pitching, struggling to sign starting pitching on anything other than kind of overcooked contracts. And so I don't think that was a good formulas for success, but we have a very strong pitching program now, and we've had really good seasons at the major league level on the pitching side a few years in a row. And, you know, we're looking to add to our rotation this offseason, but I think we've got a pretty good start with Eflin and Grayson and Dean Kramer and Cade Povich and a lot of these guys coming back. It's a pretty good start. So I like where our pitching staff's at. I think the bullpen is something that you're always looking to improve. But there again, I think we've got a good start there to kick off the offseason with the returning players that we have. And, you know, we're just going to try to add talent over the course of the winter to keep bolstering. Because like you said, you know, you never have enough pitching and you've got to assume that whatever your group looks like at the beginning of spring training, some of those guys are unfortunately going to peel off with arm injuries.
Mike, with how young this team is, do you think it's imperative to add a veteran bat in the offseason?
Well, we're definitely going to explore it. You know, I think imperative, you know, is a strong word, but it's something that we want to do. I think one challenge for us is we have a lot of returning position players that fill out the lineup pretty nicely just with the young guys. So we've got to look at the right profiles to make sure that this veteran that we're bringing in fits in well, has the right amount of playing time, gels with the rest of the lineup. So, you know, that can make things a little trickier as you go through the offseason trying to find the right guy and thread the needle. But it's definitely on the shopping list for us to bring in some position player help.
There he is, Mike Elias, Orioles general manager. Mike, thanks a lot for your time, man. And I'm sure I can speak for Ed and Jeremy. We are excited about free agency to see where we go from here.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, have a good
one. Work.
Have thanks, a good Mike. One.
Is he going to text us who they're picking up now?
He said back to her. He already texted me. This is a big name.
Oh, he said, I love he said back to work.
No days off.
Back to work means I hope we didn't block him from signing somebody doing the 10 minutes on the show. See, was there any breaking news up there,
if something
Joe?
Came over just now, it'd be fantastic.
Well, it'd be even better if it was the Orioles. What if there was a breaking news for the Orioles while he was on this show? I am, though. I'm not kidding. I'm excited about free agency this year. Normally, I feel like it's dead, lame duck.
Definitely new sheriff in town. It just feels different.
He didn't say it, but I definitely think there's trades coming down because there's mm-hmm. too many. That's what I keep bringing up. There's too many position players. And from him saying Basayu is more than likely going to start off in the minors at the beginning of the year, yeah. which I think maybe that has more to do with this clock than him actually being ready. But you don't have to rush any guys here now. This isn't the old Orioles regime where you're like, he's good, bring him up right away. You've got like layers of this.
So who's your backup catcher then to start the season?
But I mean, I know a lot of people brought up Kyle Higashioka. But again, I don't think you need to make that type of move. I think it just needs to be someone to bridge that gap until you're ready for him.
While you're here, I'm a bridge. Yeah. That's it.
I mean, there's a lot of guys that realize who they are when they get their opportunity. Maybe they do bring a James McCann back. But my assumption would be when Basayu is ready that he doesn't have a spot on
and
this
I'm sure
team.
McCann knows that. There's a better offer out there. He's not taking that.
I mean, I think McCann settled into his role here fantastic. I mean, he was a starting catcher, obviously, before he got here.
But I'm saying his role now would be just for like a month or two until Basayu's here.
I don't think he's going to settle for that. Yeah. I don't think he's going to go for that. He's going to have other opportunities. But what he did with the Orioles here, he'll have other opportunities that are more stable than the
he can start. I mean, for sure. He'd be the everyday catcher for a lot of teams.
Well, there's also to look at some of these guys and what I've talked about. Can Jackson Holliday move to the outfield? Is it something that they're eventually going to do? What happens with Cedric Mullins? Who's your right fielder? If you kick the tires on Teoscar Hernandez, you're probably not bringing back Santander. And now you've got all these guys to move around. We talked about Bregman. And if you bring him in, what that does. Where's Kobe Mayo playing next year?
First world problems. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.